Bridget Thumb, and this is a KXCI conversation.
We got Brendan Taylor and Brandon Mandel in the studio right now. You guys made a film.
Yes.
What was that like?
It sort of goes beyond saying the hardest thing that we've ever done. It was like our lives for years, and it wasn't just this aspect of it. It was our lives.
And in it being the hardest thing we've ever done, it also was the greatest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time, and we sort of met through our love for films in general. Making a film together was very, very challenging because we spend a lot of time together. We're making a lot of decisions, and it was stressful and hard. Brendan was living with me at the time, and even though like all of that sort of stress of the project, the overall feeling, even during production, was like we are doing the best thing in our lives right now.
And that is Videotronics, the name of your new film.
Yep. Yes.
Which is going to be at the Tucson Film Festival this Sunday, October 7th at 7:30. Where is it going to be screening?
At the screening room on Congress Street.
Right here downtown. We are actually recording in our Congress Street studio right now, so it's just a short walk away.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So Videotronics took over your life for how many years?
Production started July 2016.
Pre-production started February 2016. And I had written the feature script the summer,
So Brendan, you wrote the script, and then did other people kind of chime in after that, or were you just sole writer source?
No, like I wrote the script in the headspace of this is word for word what's going to happen as through the perspective of a writer, but my directing perspective is much more collaborative, and a lot of times, to be totally honest with you, we probably only looked at the script less than 10 times during the entirety of production. So,
yeah, you just run with the idea and the outline.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of, for me, it was burned in my head. It was sort of just running on intuition, and other than just looking at what the necessary beats were to tell the story, other than that, we just sort of took it from there.
So I'm gathering that this is a musical story about friends and enemies, adversaries. Is there a musical thing happening?
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration for this film?
It came to me in a split second, listening to a song by Transex called Living on Video in the car. And the character and the name of the movie and the kind of idea of what the character's deal was, including the synth musicianship, was all there. So I couldn't tell you what the it was just an intuitive thing that came from I don't know where.
And then he wrote a short film.
Initially, I wrote a short film.
And Daniel Sparrow, who is a third member of our production team, Daniel and I read it, and we both agreed that Brendan should turn it into a feature length. And he said no.
And why did he say no, Brendan?
Because for me, it was, there were elements of that short script that would only work no longer than 25 minutes. So I had to take the character and the themes.
And really flesh it out.
Yeah, and
Daniel Sparrow. So Daniel Sparrow, he wrote the music.
Yes.
Yes.
And you also have, your characters in the film are musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is really great because you have a fictional musician. And the music was written for that character.
Yeah.
It would have been a very interesting experience for him because he's writing music from the perspective of different characters at times. And then also just for the score of the film.
Which he really, really enjoyed. He found it almost freeing as because he's a real musician as well. But to be able to be in the headspace of a character that was sort of crafted by Brendan, but then through discussion, you know, Daniel and I being so, you know, vital to the production as well, Daniel also knows exactly how the character works, so for him to be able to go into his little studio room and write songs that's not Daniel Sparrow, but the character of Jazlo, it just allowed him to feel like he, I'm sure, could try different things or just be different in that way, and we were just blown away with the amount of work and
quality
that came out of him. So many songs that are not in the movie.
He must have written between 30 and 40 pieces
of
music.
The incredible amounts of music were coming out of him for that character. It was amazing.
Here's just a little sample here of what we're talking about. And so you're Jazlo. Is that correct?
Yes.
You play Jazlo, Brandon?
Yes, I am Jazlo.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on in Jazlo's mind? The mind of Jazlo? Give us some character.
Yeah. So Jazlo, or Justin, as he's known earlier in the film, he finds his passion in synth pop music. He gets his hands on an album by the world famous Roger Bunker, and realizes when he first hears the opening stings of the song in his car that this is what I need to do with my life, is play this music. And from that point on, Jazlo stops at nothing to be the world's greatest musician, is his goal.
Ah, yeah, lofty goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right up front. That always makes such a great character, because you have this sense of confidence that drives it.
Exactly. And the other thing with Jazlo is he truly believes he is the greatest musician. So he's just trying to
get everyone else on board.
Exactly. or meet the people who do think he is, right? That will see eye to eye with him.
Let's talk about the style of this film. I heard that you were influenced by early Alex Cox.
Yeah, Repo Man's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, so. Same here. That's a great soundtrack,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Iggy Pop.
Certainly the heightened reality that is in something like Repo Man was something that I was aware of and was wanting to emulate. And also a certain element that you feel the kind of run-and-gun high energy that the production must have been in the film. And that was sort of something, you know, we obviously didn't have a ton of money making this film, and so I thought not to try and disguise that, but to use the energy that not having a lot of money would create and see if I could get it in the film. And I think that's something that a movie like Repo Man and stuff that Alex Cox does.
Oh, sure. It's like a manic intensity.
Exactly, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And we just wanted to be cool.
We just want to be cool.
Yeah.
Videotronics, world premiere. For reals?
World premiere? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the world premiere here in Tucson.
Yeah.
We've never been to Tucson, and we're very glad to be here.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome to Tucson. You guys have been friends for a really long time.
Very long time. Very long
time. Did you meet in high school?
So I'm 2 years older than Daniel and Brendan, but we met right around the time when I guess you guys were graduating.
Yeah, going in the beginning of the 12th grade for us.
Yeah, yeah. And we met, and it was all because I was doing a play with Daniel's brother-in-law. His brother-in-law, Kyle, was like, hey, Daniel, you should meet this guy, Brandon. I think you guys would hit it off. And at that point, Brendan and Daniel, obviously, were in high school together and friends. And kind of from the moment that I met Daniel, it did click, right? It was like, we are very, very similar people. And then just through Brendan wanting to make short films and like his interest in being a writer-director, Daniel was like, hey, I know this guy, Brandon. Brendan, you should meet Brandon. And we met and started just making shorts and everything that we could. And
there we go. That's what I wanted to touch on. Short films.
Yeah.
Did you guys make a lot of short films together before Videotronics?
We would make short films. Yeah. How many short films did we make?
Together we made three.
Three that were like short films. Yeah. But we've made a lot of stuff that is like more of a YouTube video, more of a mm-hmm. sketch. It was kind of just like, and even on our own, right? We would like make videos of ourselves just doing little ridiculous things. But for like short films where it was like, we are getting together to do this script.
Yeah.
We did make about three of them, but lots of other like little videos.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone for
you. Yeah, exactly.
YouTube's the stepping stone to short films, which leads to longer
films. most of them aren't released. They were for ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Just for fun.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you guys joined me in this studio. This Sunday, October 7th, will be the closing night film at the screening room. You can see Videotronics, the world premiere of a film directed by Brendan Taylor and starring Brandon Mindell, who have joined me today for this KXCI conversation. For more information, you can visit TucsonFilmAndMusicFestival.com.